You're listening to SBS News.
In a year when science, ranging from space to climate and gene editing, grabbed more than its usual share of headlines, the naming of the Australian of the Year was perhaps a harbinger. A pioneering physicist from the University of New South Wales, Professor Michelle Simmons, was the 2018 honoree. And in her acceptance speech, Professor Simmons hailed Australia as a great place to conduct scientific research.
What we're doing at the University of New South Wales in Sydney is extraordinary. We're up against the likes of Google, IBM and Microsoft. And if I lived in any other country in the world, I'd be worried. I firmly believe that there's nowhere else in the world better to do scientific research. And as someone that was not born in this country, it is a huge honour and, to be honest, a total surprise to be recognised here today.
In March, then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced the creation of an ambassador role to encourage young women to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering and maths, the so-called STEM subjects. Women make up only 1 in 5 of the STEM workforce. Mr. Turnbull said the new role would change that and help build on Professor Simmons' work.
If you can't see it, you can't be it. That is why we are establishing a new position, a Women in Science Ambassador, who is going to be an advocate and an inspiration, just as Michelle is, for women and girls to engage in science, to be aware of the opportunities there are in science and STEM subjects.
In August, after 13 years of work, Australian scientists sequenced and assembled the genetic code of wheat. The scientists said assembling the genome could lead to improvements in the crop's robustness and could help protect it from threats like climate change. Wheat is the most widely cultivated crop on Earth and contributes $6 billion annually to the Australian economy. Agriculture Victoria researcher Josquin Tibbetts said the impact of the research is going to be extremely long-lived.
I think this work will be impacting wheat and wheat research for at least the next century, if not longer. The one thing you could say is that the return on investment is going to be in the thousands or more for each dollar spent.
In October, nearly 100 of the world's top climate scientists released a report warning greenhouse gas emissions must drop to zero by 2050 in order for the world to limit temperature increases to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. The report said exceeding that target would likely kill off coral reefs and expose hundreds of millions of people to deadly heat waves, food and water shortages, and extreme weather. But Environment Minister Melissa Price, in the job for 2 months at that point, told the ABC she thought the panel had gone too far when it recommended ending coal-fired power by mid-century.
That it's got to be phased out by 2050 is drawing a very long bow. I just don't know how you could say by 2050 that you're not going to have technology that's going to enable good, clean technology when it comes to coal.
In December, it was announced Adelaide had won the right to host Australia's new National Space Agency. The federal government says the agency, expected to open by mid-2019, will create jobs and allow Australian businesses to access the global space industry. Though the industry is estimated to be worth almost $480 billion, Australia's share is currently only around $3.9 billion. Industry, Science and Technology Minister Karen Andrews said putting the space agency in Adelaide would boost Australia's share of the global industry.
The space agency being headquartered here amongst other space industries gives an opportunity for the ecosystem that is already being developed here to grow and mature and puts us in a very, very good place to get an even larger slice of the global market.
Overseas, and in December, Chinese scientists Ha Jun Kuai claimed to have produced the world's first genetically altered babies. He said he used a gene editing system to modify the DNA of human embryos, resulting in the birth of twin girls with an alleged immunity to the HIV/AIDS virus. Dr. Ha said he was proud of his work, despite being criticised by his peers and the Chinese government, and being suspended by his university.
HIV remains a top 10 cause of death in several countries, in particular developing countries. This is a serious unmet need.
In response, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus announced the bloc would establish a panel to set guidelines for gene editing, which is an emerging unregulated practice.
Gene editing may have unintended consequences, so this is uncharted water and it has to be taken seriously. And WHO is putting together experts, and we will work to do everything we can to make sure that all the issues, be it ethical, social or safety issues, are considered before any manipulation is done.
Earlier internationally, in March, the death of renowned British scientist Stephen Hawking, aged 76, shook the global scientific community. Mr. Hawking, who suffered from motor neuron disease, shot to popular fame with his 1988 book, A Brief History of Time. He'll be remembered as one of the most brilliant minds of his time.
My mind is free to explore the universe, to go back to the beginning of time, and into black holes. There are no limits to the human spirit.
Other notable global scientific moments in 2018 included the discovery of new dinosaurs in Argentina and South Africa, NASA successfully touching down on Mars, and Canadian Donna Strickland becoming just the third woman to win the Nobel Prize in Physics. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.